Elliott, this is Axel, sending Christmas greetings to all of you all the way from the treehouse. Now, have a nice holiday season, won't you, kids, huh? Oh, say, there's someone else here who wants to send Christmas wishes. Oh, a Carmine!
Yes, Axel! I'm out in the kitchen making oatmeal Christmas cookies.
Well, come out here on the treehouse porch and say hi to all of the kids. And say, bring me one of those oatmeal cookies, will you?
Okay. Here's one of my cookies, Axel. Hi there, boys and girls. I want each and every one of you to have the merriest Christmas ever. You hear? Okay.
Carmine, I don't want to dampen your Christmas spirits, but aren't these oatmeal cookies a little soggy?
They're supposed to be. I haven't baked them yet.
Oh, well, they sure ain't the way Grandma used to make them anyways. Say, let me know when they're all cooked, will you? And I'll help you lift them out of the oven.
See, your Grandma Torgerson is someone very special, isn't she, Axel?
She sure is, Carmine. You know, I remember each Christmas she used to get us all gathered around the fireplace and tell us in her own special way the night before Christmas story. Would you like to hear it the way Grandma used to tell it, Carmine?
Oh, I'd like that very much, Axel.
All right, sit down next to me now and listen real good. Was the night before Christmas when all through the place I was staying at, there wasn't nobody making no noises, not even some mouses, except my brother-in-law, and he is a rat. The stockings was hung by the chimney kind of careful-like because the fellow with those red knickers was supposed to get there. The monsters was tucked all snug in their beds while wishes of sugar plums dance in their heads. Mom and her curlers and me in my nightshirt had just washed our feet for a long winter's nap. When out on the grass there rose a heck of a noise. I jumped out of my bed to see if it was the boys. Over to the window I flew like a flash. I could have made it faster, but I was full of Mama's hash. The moon was shining on the new snow what had just come down. And it was shining kind of like it wasn't night. When what to my wondering eye should appear but a teensy-weensy sleigh and 8 teensy-weensy rain horse asses. There was a tiny little driver, so sudden and quick I could tell right away in my goose pimples it was Jolly St. Nick. More faster than eagles his horses they came, and he whistled and hollered and called them all names. Now Hasher, now Thrasher, now Victor, now Prancin, on Tackhead, on Stupid, on Saskansen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away. Would you rein horses please get the heck up on the wall if you don't mind, please? Then in two shakes of a wildcat's tail, I heard those aminals monkeying around with their hoofs. As I sucked in my head and tripped over the pussycat, down the chimney comes Santa Claus. Flat on his back. He was a fat old fella, right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I seen him. I couldn't help it. A wink of his eye and a twist of his neck soon give me to know I didn't have nothing to worry about. What was left of his pipe he held in his toot, and he smoke wrap around his head like a hoop. He was quite broad in places, and he had a round little belly that shook when he'd giggle like a bowl full of jelly. His eyes, they was glassy. His suit was the berries. His cheeks was like roses, and his nose like a sherry. His droll little mouth was drawed up like a bow. And the beard on his shin dragged clean down in the snow. He didn't say nothing, but went straight to his work and filled up the hosiery and turned with a squirt and putin' his fingers alongside of his nose. He says, "Have a good time, children." And up the chimney he goes. He yumped in a sleigh and to his team gave a whistle. They yumped up and ran like they sat on a thistle. I heard him say as he scrammed out of there, "A Merry Christmas to all, and to all, good night."